Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty, and it's Sunday night. What a terrific, terrific, terrific day we had here in New England. Bella and I went and scouted out some new apartments, and we scouted out some new hiking trails and running trails, and they're still way too wet to utilize, but we are getting excited. We're getting it on. We're getting that feeling on, and Chloe and I want to learn how to fish this year because we're going to do some hardcore hiking this summer, so we're getting geared up. Our knives are sharpening. Our tent's getting cleaned out, and cooler's getting washed, and we're ready to rock and roll for this summer. Super excited about everything that's transforming and happening. And I have to tell you, I love you guys. You guys are the best ever. You really know how to put an extra step in my day. I walked into a store, and I'm cashing out at the register, and this young lady walks up, and she goes, "I'm finishing your book." And I said, "Which one did you get?" And she goes, "I got the wisdom one, the red one." And I said, "Oh, Women of Wisdom. Did you cry?" I said. She goes, "Oh, my God, girl, I cried." And I said, "Good. Are you going to go and get the Simply Beautiful book?" And she goes, "I'm getting all your books." That was terrific. It was so inspirational, and you just made my day. Thank you. And when I run into that situation, it's just another cosmic 2x4 saying, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Keep moving forward. Keep going. You're doing it. This is what I'm supposed to do, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for the encouragement. And even if you're a random person in a checkout line that recognizes me, you know, speak up, because that really keeps me motivated to continue doing what I do. So I'm grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, I'm supposed to have a guest on, but they're not dialing in yet. So the number here is 347-205-9443. And Teresa Cates is supposed to come on tonight, but you know, these people, I'm booking them out 6 months ahead of time, and sometimes the Google reminders don't pop up, or they forget, or they just don't show up. You never know. So maybe Teresa will tune in, or maybe she won't. But if she doesn't, it's good. We're all good. You can definitely dial in and have a conversation with me, 347-205-9443. And I have to say, I'm just so, so thrilled about everything that's transpiring in life right now. We have so many opportunities, so many requests. I have several speaking engagements this year, and a book signing and selling party next week in Dover at the Unity Church. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, just great friends. And so thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to go down to a commercial and try to find Miss Teresa, and we'll be right back here on Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Are you looking to be inspired? Do you need to get motivated? Rusty is a life coach, motivational speaker, single mother, and author. Her Living and Thriving series can be found at rustymcdonald.com. Come see her lecture and buy a book. Don't forget to listen to her weekly radio series. If you're looking to sponsor her show or wish to be part of her waiting list, call today, 603-285-5543.
And I have to tell you, I am so excited about Wednesday's show. I have Gerald Rogers. He's a best-selling author. He's a transformational leader, a speaker, and a coach. And he's just an amazing person. Almost as amazing as our guest last Wednesday, who was diagnosed blind, had surgery, and is a reader. So, you know, these people come into our lives to share their story, and it's such a beautiful path to walk on, and I'm so glad you guys get to walk this path with me, because Gerald is going to be quite the show. And that is Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he's confirmed, and we just talked today, so we are all good. I know he's showing up on Wednesday. Sunday nights are always a hit and miss kind of thing. But I am going to, you know, I gave it 5 minutes, and we're going to move on. So I hope you all have a terrific Sunday night. I'm going to go hang out with my beautiful, bright, an amazing daughter. We're going to watch Night of the Museum 3 or 4 or 5. Which version is this? She shrugs. My little... So I think it's Night of the Museum 3. And we're going to enjoy our Sunday evening. It's 61 degrees out here in New England. Unbelievable. I wore flip-flops. I'm so excited. I cannot even tell you. Hiking is right around the corner, folks. Hiking.
Yes.
With that being said, know that I love you. Know that you're beautiful. Know that this journey is fantastic with you. And I'm so glad to be able to share these people with you. I'm so glad to be able to walk next to you on this path. Do me a favor. Go out and make somebody smile. Smile, even if it hurts you. Just do it. It's the best contagion in the world.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.